Well, most homeowners are still making healthy profits when they sell their houses despite growing weakness in the market. CoreLogic's latest pain and gain report shows 98.1% of properties resold in June, well, the June quarter made a profit. That was down 1 point from the previous quarter. Now, the median gain fell about $48,000 to $370,000, while the median loss increased to $40,000. CoreLogic Chief Economist Kelvin Davidson is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not sure what to make of this. I mean, for those who don't have houses, hearing that the loss or that the median gain was $370,000, that won't be very pleasing.
No, I think the general statement for this is weaker, but not weak. You know, there's certainly signs of a turning point here, but the figures are still pretty strong. And I think the key thing to acknowledge here is that the hold period matters a lot. So even though market values have come down a little bit in the last sort of 3 to 6 months, if you've owned a home for 7 or 8 years, you know, very, very likely you're going to sell it for more than what you paid. So hold period matters, has come down a bit, but still pretty strong for people who own property.
If you're buying and selling in the same market and you've got the one house, it doesn't really make much difference, does it?
No, that's right. That's the thing that I think is very important to acknowledge for owner-occupiers, is that you might be making a $370,000 gross profit, but also if everything else has gone up, you've got to move somewhere else and you're just recycling that equity. So, yeah, it's sort of net zero in some ways for owner-occupiers. Different for investors, of course, can sell, and it's a genuine cash windfall. So different perspectives as always.
And are investors getting out? Are they trying to pick the bottom here and get out?
We're not really seeing any signs of investors selling. So existing investors aren't really selling to any great degree. We're not seeing listings, or new listings that is, coming onto the market really spiking. And I think, the returns, people have made big returns on property already, are probably fairly happy with where they're sitting. Want to avoid the bright line test.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they hanging in for the bright line test? Was it 5 years now?
Yeah, depending on when you purchased, it's either 5 or 10 years. So people outside their bright line period might be looking at selling, but I just think they're probably sitting on big capital gains. They've bought at a lower purchase price anyway. They've managed to increase rents. There's no real sign that those people are selling. We have seen a reduced demand from new investors, which stands to reason. Interest rates are higher. Taxes have changed. You need a 40% deposit. So things have turned around for new investors. People might be looking at their sums, but no real sign of a big sell-off.
It could still come, though. I mean, it's hard to know. If we're looking globally at markets, if we're looking at inflation, it feels like there's some green shoots out there. Maybe things have turned a little bit. Does that flow on through to the housing market, or is the housing market disconnected from that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the housing market still has challenges, for sure. We know interest rates have risen a long way from where they were. That reduces how much money new buyers can borrow. Also, we've got this wave of refinancing coming through that people have to adjust to. But at the same time, the market's unlikely to fall forever, and we are starting to see sentiment just turn around a little bit. Mortgage rates down, people perhaps speculating that possibly the government might change. We might see those tax changes reversed, perhaps some signs of construction activity tailing off. So yeah, I think there's challenges to get through first, but maybe just people starting to look ahead to a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Kelvin Davidson, thank you very much for that. CoreLogic's chief economist there.